Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Well, thanks so much for joining me once again, and a very happy Easter to all of you. Pope Benedict on Wednesday helicoptered in from his residence in Castel Gandolfo, where he is currently resting, and joined the crowds in St. Peter's Square, among whom were English-speaking pilgrims. To them, he addressed words in English and stressed how Christ's resurrection is also our resurrection.
Christ's resurrection is also our resurrection. In his Passover from death to life, Jesus has assured us of our salvation. The Church's joyful proclamation that Christ is risen has the power to change lives and to shed new light upon human history. Today, as in every age, Christ comes to meet us and to remain in our midst with his saving power.
During these days of the octave of Easter, the Pope went on to remark, the liturgy invites us to reaffirm our faith in the risen Lord. May the joy of this Easter make us faithful messengers of the light and hope of the resurrection. Happy Easter to you and your families, he quipped, receiving an applause.
Happy Easter to you and your families.
A happy moment then, for Easter is a time of joy, which puts an end for some of us to fasting, maybe from such mundane things as chocolate goodies. But certainly for all, it's fasting from some of our most enchanting music, notes of joy, and indeed notes we're starved of during Lent. Let's find out why with our musical expert, Monsignor Philip Whitmore.
Chocolates, biscuits, wine, whatever it was you gave up for Lent, I'm sure you've been really looking forward to tucking in once again now Easter is here. The Lord is risen, sing for joy, and put aside that Lenten fast. Whether with chocolate eggs or those sugared colombe that you find here in Italy, it's time to make up for the fasting by lots of feasting. And quite right too. Christ has risen triumphant from the grave. We have a particular form of Lenten fasting during the liturgy. I don't just mean the purple vestments and the penitential mood. I mean something we give up. We don't sing Alleluia. Since the time of Pope Gregory the Great, the Alleluia has been banned from the Western liturgy all through Lent. Then, once Easter comes, there's a great explosion of Alleluias. They crop up everywhere. Praise the Lord. That's what Alleluia means. It's a Hebrew word found in some of the Psalms and also in the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is actually the only place in the New Testament where you'll find it. Towards the end of the book, St. John hears the sound of a great throng in heaven singing a song of victory. Alleluia! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. His judgments are true and just. That song is punctuated with cries of Alleluia, praise the Lord. It's one of those Hebrew words like Hosanna and Amen, which you find in the New Testament and which were then taken up in the liturgy of the early church. The word Alleluia is a real gift for musicians. It's got four pure vowels, and pure vowels are wonderful to sing. You can lengthen them as much as you like, and you can put the stress on any one of them. You can sing Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. It's a word that's inspired composers throughout the ages to write some of their most joyful and invigorating music. Just listen to what the 17-year-old Mozart did with it.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
I'm sure that's one reason why alleluia became such a familiar word in our liturgy. It cries out to be sung. And after a whole Lent when we don't sing it at all, it suddenly comes back in a great burst of joy as we echo the songs of victory in heaven. Listen to this Easter hymn, one of the most joyful hymns I know. Every other line is an Alleluia.
Jesus Christ is risen today.
That tune was written in England during the 18th century. The words are based on a Latin original from four centuries earlier, Surrexit Christus Hodie. The words and the music came together in their present form round about 1750. And ever since, it's been one of the most popular Easter hymns in the English language. After 6 weeks without any Alleluias, it's wonderful to have a chance to sing so many. He is risen. No more fasting. The bridegroom is with us once more. The pains which he endured, our salvation have procured. Now above the sky he's king, where the angels ever sing, Alleluia.
Many thanks there, and a happy Easter also to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian who's currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.